Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Ipswich man has been captured by police after somewhat of a bungled break, and he tried to break into his, you know, local pub, which I don't think is probably going to go down too well these days. This was in the Sunshine Coast in the suburb of Landsborough. You probably know this one quite well growing up on the Sunshine Coast.
Landsborough.
Maybe even shared a couple of beers at this establishment. Who knows? But either way, this guy decided to break in via the roof. He didn't use the front door like most people have been doing. I suppose maybe we're just past the season of giving. Santa Claus likes to use the chimney, so that's near the roof. He thought he'd try and do the same thing. Not sure what he was hoping to achieve once he got in there. Like, what are you going to steal? And if you've come in through the roof, how are you going to get out back through
the
roof?
I'm thinking, what is he trying to do here? Is he that desperate for, like, a schooner of beer that he's like, I'm just going to break into the pub?
Exactly.
The bottle
right.
is still open. No, yeah. I want one from the tap.
Just drink the cask wine like everyone else does. A couple of dollars at the bottle, though. But this guy, though, he's not the sharpest tool in the shed, because rather than getting the swift in and out method that most criminals sort of have, I'm sure they pride themselves on the way they can get in and out of an establishment fast and rip off the place blind. This guy, he managed to get stuck in the roof for 4 hours.
Oh, no, okay.
Yes.
So was he trying to do some sort of diehard thing where he was crawling through the air conditioning vents? Because really, you got to wear a small-sized shirt and jeans if you're going to pull off that sort of heist.
Let's just say by the time the police finally got to him, they actually alerted by this, because obviously it was triggering alarms and stuff. The manager was like, okay, I need to go see, you know, come into work and see what's going on. He got in there at 6 o'clock in the morning and sees a 30-year-old man dangling from the roof. And I was like, I think I better call the police.
I'd be like, am I in an insurance ad or something? Like, is this a home insurance ad I'm stuck in? What's happened?
He was obviously in there for 4 hours and so he did get a bit sweaty and stuff. So when they finally eventually pulled him down, he was only wearing, I think, a pair of shorts, no shoes, no shirt, because it became quite bothersome being in there for that long. He was quite sweaty.
And he immediately got ejected by security, because no shirt, no shoes, no service.
Exactly.
That's
right.
Just the way it works.
He got carted as soon as he got in there. It dropped him down. The police are like, all right, mate, you'll get a drink and all that stuff, but by the way, you know, you're under arrest. But as it turns out, he was pretty lucky about this whole thing, because electricians have said that, you know, the CCTV showed he was stuck in there for 4 hours and so, that he's lucky he didn't get electrocuted.
Yeah.
Being in there for, you know, like, exposed to wires and things like that. He's lucky he's still alive.
I know.
In the long run, is what they're saying.
And he's lucky he didn't starve as well, but he went, oh, that's okay. I found some pink fairy floss up here, so I've just been munching on that.
It's making my stomach a bit itchy, though.
That's home insulation, mate.
But like typical Australians, you know, what are you going to do when you see something like this? You've got to go ask the townspeople. You know, you tell them the story and you say exactly what did they think of the whole incident, what happened. This is the townspeople's reaction when they heard the story.
That's a bit strange.
I think that's hilarious.
Mixed reactions?
Yeah, mixed reactions. They thought it was hilarious, one of those people there. He didn't think it was so funny, though. When you look at the facts, he was stuck in that roof for 4 hours, and obviously when you're in clubs and pubs, sometimes they play music on a loop. Unfortunately, it got stuck on this song for 4 hours he had to put up with. He wasn't so funny. He wasn't laughing as much.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.
Yesterday we were talking about how when you'd want to record a TV show back in the day, because, you used to have to record stuff on TV, kids.
Yeah, it wasn't just a push of one button like you can now.
Yeah, the whole concept of on-demand was not a thing. It was like you had to get out the TV guy and go, oh, this show's coming up, and get ready to hit pause to cut out the ads on TV. So we want you to finish the sentence. When I was a kid, we had to blank. Rochelle from Bega, what was it for you, mate?
I had a cassette recorder, and you used to record the top Take 40 Australia songs, and you know, sometimes you get the announcer would be talking into the song or halfway through it or jump in at the end and kind of ruin the song for you. But yeah, you try and record around the announcer.
Yeah.
So sometimes what would happen is the cassette would get caught up inside it, and it would play and you'd be listening to music, but it would be unreeling itself inside that cassette player. So pop it open and the tape is all falling out of the cassette. So you have to get in there and try and unwrap it from inside the cassette player and wind it back in with a pencil.
You got to find the right pencil that's big enough that it can catch on the little cogs inside the reel. And
imagine that. You go to school and your teachers are like, well, you must be really interested in doing your homework. You've collected 4 or 5 HB pencils this week. So, yeah, I'm a dedicated student. What can I say?
Sometimes they would break too. The tape would snap.
Oh,
you'd have to very, very delicately get the tiniest little bit of sticky tape to try and tape it back together.
Yeah, kids don't need to get pencils to, like, wind back their MP3s or anything like that. Or when they're streaming online, it's much easier these days.
Yeah, you just need Wi-Fi.
Well, Rochelle, thanks for joining us this morning, and thanks for your input.
No worries, thanks, guys.
Have a good one, mate. Bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
See ya. Most kids go, what's a pencil?
Like, you go, HB?
Type everything. 1300 92 1250. Joanne from Chira Beach has joined us. Finish the sentence, Joanne. When I was a kid, we had to
go to the local travel agent to get my pictures to put in my project.
That's very industrious of you.
Oh, yeah. Kids just have to Google now. But back in the day, you'd have to get, like, brochures and things from the newsagent as well.
Yeah, and you couldn't have the nice new glossy ones that were on the shelf. You had to use the old ones that were out of date that put in the basket. So you had to rifle through those to find the ones you needed.
That's awesome. I suppose the next stop after that was the news agency to get the coloured cardboard.
Oh, yeah. Had to do that too.
Get some glitter, pipe cleaners, really. Zhush up that school project.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, I really feel like school projects these days are lacking. That kids don't have to worry about that sort of stuff now. It's all on the computer. That's it. You just type it up and hand it in.
It's instant. That's right.
Creativity is just gone completely. They'll never know the pain of trying to, you know, ask willfully for all those pamphlets and, you know, look at the look on people's faces when they tell them, why do you need these sort of things and the strange looks you would get from your parents when you bring them home.
Yeah.
I know, exactly.
They won't have to beg at their local flight centre anymore.
Offer them a job maybe in the future.
Thanks, Joanne. You have a top Friday. Thanks for the chat.
No worries. See you guys. Bye.
So we are looking at the things that we had to do as a kid. That kids today don't have to do. And finally, we've got Nicole with us. Hello, Nicole. Finish the sentence. When I was a kid, we had to
sit in a car without anything to do on a long trip.
I was thinking about this earlier as well. Do kids play I Spy in the car anymore? Do they even know what it is?
No.
They play Bruise Thigh, punching each other in the legs. That's about it, maybe. That's how bored it gets.
Yeah.
Car cricket? They probably don't play that anymore.
Just their iPads or their iPods or their phones or...
They've probably got, like, the app for iSpy, the iSpy app, so they can play it with their friends who are in other cars on other family trips somewhere else.
Most likely, I don't know.
Probably the worst thing I had to put up with when I was a kid was probably the seatbelt buckles burning you, giving you third-degree burns on a car trip. That wasn't fun.
I think kids still suffer from that, though.
Mm. Yeah, no, they play, like, the number plate game sometimes and we get cranky at them. They're playing their devices for too long, but that's about all.
Okay, at least you're trying to keep them grounded. Well, Nicole, thanks for calling in.
No worries. Have a great weekend.
You too. We had a lot of people as well contact us via our Facebook page saying the stuff that they had to do as a kid.
Yeah, I like Casey's comment. That's probably the best one. Putting the camera roll in to get developed, not knowing exactly what the photos are going to look like.
Yeah.
Takes like a week for them to get developed, and then you realise just how bad you are at taking photos.
Everyone's got their eyes closed or they've got the red eye thing happening, yeah.
I would have bankrupted my parents with all the stupid... I used to take photos of my toys. Stuff when they got developed the disposable camera. It was ridiculous.
Were you trying to catch... You watch Toy Story and we're trying to catch them moving. Like, I'm going to get you on film eventually.
Yeah. Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Outgoing US President Donald Trump held a rally with a lot of his followers right there in Washington. And he was trying to sort of, you know, plea to them that, you know, the vote was rigged. Still banging
still
that
going
drum,
on about that old chestnut.
And right. You know, suggesting that they should do something to embolden the Republicans to make sure that they protest against this rigged election.
We're going to try and give them the kind of pride and boldness that they need to take back our country. We're going to walk down, and I'll be there with you. We're going to walk down. To the Capitol.
How he finishes the sentence like someone's just pinched him on the butt. Ooh. We're going to walk down to the Capitol. And that's what they did. And we've seen the vision now. We've seen the images. Very disturbing.
Yeah, it is quite amazing. Like you mentioned, the images, it's very strange. I'm just waiting for somebody to yell cut. That's how ridiculous it looks. Like they're filming a dodgy movie.
That's what we were saying yesterday. I was like, this looks like one of those Gerard Butler movies where he's trying to help Morgan Freeman as the president escape because the White House is under attack or something. He also took to social media as well. And finally, the social media platforms are taking action to basically stop the president from inciting any more civil unrest and violence. So Twitter and Facebook have both taken the unprecedented steps of locking Trump's accounts in the wake of the riots, and Instagram has as well.
Only problem is it's about 4 years too late.
I know. It's like 4 years of this guy spewing hate all this sort of stuff. And yet if a woman shows a nipple on Facebook, bang, it's pulled down immediately. Yeah. This guy can, you know, have at it for 4 years. So, yeah, no more social media for Donald. And apparently Melania has also said no more PlayStation or TV for the rest of the week. He's effectively grounded at this point. But, I mean, it is a weird time we live in where a president, he doesn't need the mainstream media, and obviously we know he does not care about them at all. He uses social media to directly communicate with his followers, which I don't think many other US presidents have been able to do. You know, that's the power of that technology. Like back in the day, what would Lincoln do? They used carrier pigeons or something to send messages out? Just millions of them?
That's right. And the closest you get with George Bush is those videos you'd see on YouTube. And now we're seeing those with Trump along with the tweets and everything else.
It just, I mean, he's lucky he's not back in the age of the telegraph where he had to send stuff through Morse code. It's like, we will never stop fighting. Stop. Like, that's how his telegrams are. This is just confusing. I don't know what he wants us to do. Apparently Twitter has blocked him for 12 hours. Facebook originally started by barring him for 24 hours. Yep. But now Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg has come out and said, we may not allow his account to be sort of revived between now and when Joe Biden is sworn in.
So how cool would that be?
They might just pull his Facebook account for the next 2 weeks. So incredible. So, yeah, you think about it. You got, like, Donald Trump, 88.7 million followers on Twitter, 35 million followers on Facebook, and now it's back to MySpace for him. It's just poor Tom going like, oh, please, Donald, just leave me alone, please.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.